A form of poetry that's been out of style for centuries may be making a comeback. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dennis Wilson Wise, professor of practice at the University of Arizona, explains why.
For anyone who's ever studied medieval poetry like Beowulf, you might recognize it as being in something called the alliterative meter. In fact, some medieval poems belong to a revival of this meter in the 14th century. But otherwise, since the Renaissance, alliterative verse has mostly disappeared from English language poetry. However, in the last 90 years or so, there's arisen a modern revival of this verse form. This movement's best-known practitioner is probably J.R.R. Tolkien, but recent research is uncovering a much wider movement than anyone has previously realized. Now, what is alliterative poetry? Technically, something like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers doesn't count. Although this tongue twister has alliteration in medieval traditions like Old English or Old Norse, alliteration is a structural feature of the poetry, much like how rhyme is a structural feature for sonnets. When maintained consistently, structural alliteration produces a very unique sound. It's often stately, sonorous, dignified. Yet, there's room for creativity. Although some revivalists, like Tolkien, do prefer to reproduce medieval meters as closely as possible, others are more interested in new kinds of structural alliteration entirely. Thanks to this range of styles, the modern revival is incredibly diverse in technique. It's also popular in the sense that most alliterative poets tend to fall outside traditional literary venues. Sometimes they learn the meter in college, but just as often, they're learning it from fantasy fandom, medieval reenactment groups, or even alternative spiritualities such as neo-paganism. And this movement is growing. Just last year, a children's author named Zach Winersmith published a critically acclaimed alliterative graphic novel, and other poets are rapidly following suit in science fiction and fantasy both.
That was Dennis Wilson Wise of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.